EPL.
Yes, of course. So Optus Sport delivers Premier League fans live games, exclusive highlights and wall-to-wall shows featuring insights from expert commentators and analysis on the ground in the UK. It's the only place where you can watch every match of the English Premier League live at home in selected venues and on the go, data-free. And joining us today is the executive producer and host of Optus Sport EPL coverage, Richard Bayliss. Good morning to you, Richard.
Morning, Carlos. Good to speak to you.
Yeah, really great to catch up this morning too, mate. Look, before we get to the games this weekend, I just want to talk about a couple of the issues. I mean, Arsenal, the talk about Arsene Wenger moving on and the likes of Thierry Henry taking over, that's gaining a bit of momentum this week.
Yeah, unsurprisingly, I think you start to name some names and get a bit of momentum behind the idea that Wenger leaves. And, you know, Arsenal fans are always going to latch onto that. I mean, there's a supposed shortlist comes out this week in regards to managers that they're looking at. Thierry Henry wasn't actually on that, but you know, he said some comments that he would see it as a dream to one day manage Arsenal. And sometimes that's all it needs for the fire to catch hold and start to burn. And I know Patrick Vieira is another one who would see, you know, the job as a dream. You know, former Arsenal players, there's a romanticism about those guys taking over. Of course, they won so many trophies under Wenger in his early years, but I'm not so sure it's realistic. I mean, Henry certainly, I don't think is. Vieira maybe longer term, but, you know, the other guys like Brendan Rodgers is one that's really got the Arsenal fans divided this week. Most probably don't want Brendan Rodgers at the club. Jardim from Monaco is another one mentioned. Mikel Arteta, also a former Arsenal player and captain, has been mentioned because of the fact of what he's done alongside Pep Guardiola at City. But the theme to all of it, I think, Carlos, is, you know, obviously Wenger out has been such a big theme over the last couple of years with Arsenal fans, but the fact that there are now names being leaked out of conversations would indicate that this story it's gone a little bit further now, and the idea of Wenger leaving is now much more realistic, particularly after how much they were embarrassed in the League Cup final. Yes, it's a League Cup final, but, you know, I think the fact that it was very symbolic compared to a club in City where they're at, I think you'll see, you know, this only gain more and more momentum, the idea that Wenger's going to go, finally.
They're probably the only other club in the world that are in the position that Manchester United were in a couple of years ago when Sir Alex Ferguson moved on. It was always going to be a difficult transition to the next manager. And it's taken years, really, for it to come anywhere near where it's anywhere near satisfactory for a club like Manchester United. So they can look upon what's happened there and not get someone who's learning on the job or not get someone who's not going to command that change room. So I think even someone like a Carlo Ancelotti walking into that change room, really stamping his culture and his authority in there, and also his management style, which probably wouldn't be necessarily the same as Arsene Wenger.
No, that's right. And I think the longer you wait, though, as well, you know, the fear around the Manchester United scenario is a valid one, but the longer you wait, the more likely that is to happen. You know, I mean, Wenger's been there for over 20 years now, 22 years. What he's done has been incredible. There's no doubt about it. But the further, the longer he stays amid sort of claims of, you know, basically just unrest throughout the whole club, it puts him in a situation where they're going to be so far away from Manchester City, which they already are. They're going to be so far away from United. Even Tottenham across the road, you know, they're so much stronger at the moment. And in terms of that philosophy, I just wonder what manager would come in there and be able to change things, you know, holistically anyway, because Wenger runs the club, or runs the team, I should say, very much in the image of how the owners run the club. He understands what the owners are trying to do or not trying to do, as it were, the financial model they're working to. I don't know how many big managers like Carlo Ancelotti would be able to come in and avoid that, or at least work to those sort of sets of boundaries. But you never know. I mean, maybe the owners would be open to a complete rethink, but when it comes to dollars and cents, I would seriously doubt it.
Absolutely. I suppose Arsenal don't have the winning record that Sir Alex had at Man U and the expectations to win straight away. Real Madrid's loss against Espanyol during the week is a very interesting one. Not that it's directly linked to the EPL, but the fact that apparently in the Madrid media, Gareth Bale is copping heaps at the moment. There has been talk about an exchange with him and Hazard at Chelsea. Whatever happens, I think with this talk, there might be a greater chance of Gareth Bale coming to the English Premier League, and I think that's a really exciting prospect. Where do you think he might end up if he does come back?
Well, I hope he does. I agree. I think he'd be, you know, it's just great to have someone like him back in the Premier League. He's gone away, and regardless of the relationship he has with Madrid fans and also the fact that he's been injured quite a bit, he's achieved so much at Real Madrid. I mean, multiple Champions League wins, league win. It's been a really good sort of character. As a footballer, it's been a great sort of evolution for Gareth Bale. I think Tottenham would obviously be the one that you'd look at and go, there'd be a great story to that. You'd kind of hope that that could happen from a pure romanticism again point of view. But Chelsea makes a lot of financial sense. And Manchester United is another one that have been sniffing around for the last couple of years. And I just wonder whether David De Gea is a make weight in a lot of this, because I think it's a matter of time until he goes back to Spanish football. I feel like every single transfer window he's spoken about going to Real Madrid. So maybe there's a deal to be had there. I know that was spoken about in the last transfer window, that maybe there's a somewhat of a swap deal happening there with Ronaldo, but then maybe it becomes Gareth Bale as well. So I think he will continually be linked to England until he's finally back there, Gareth Bale, and I think he'd be all the better for it, and so would the league, because this is someone that was created at Southampton, created in England, did fantastically well there, but has evolved so much in Spain, and I hope he comes back.
Well, if he's coming back a better player or a more cultured player, he might even cost more than what he went for. I think it was nearly £100 million. I mean, depending on what sort of currency you're talking about, it was a lot of money, and I think he even cost more than Ronaldo when he went over to Real Madrid. In this day of the inflationary market that we're in, he'd probably go for a lot more.
Well, yeah, he was more expensive than Ronaldo. And you talk about which currency it is, it's Monopoly money, and it's only become more that way. The market is just moving so quick. I mean, you look at the fees paid for Neymar, Mbappe, Coutinho. I mean, these figures are just ridiculous. The only way he'll go for less, I guess, coming back would be if it's some sort of a swap deal or Real Madrid just want to get rid of him. But in this market, I mean, a cheap deal these days is literally £100 million. So, there'll be some stupid money thrown around, as always.
But it'll be really exciting to see him in the EPL. Antonio Conte, is there any chance, given that Chelsea lost against Man U, they're still in the Champions League, played quite well against Barcelona, but it was only 1-1. Barcelona go back home with an away goal, so the chance they might get knocked out of that. Will he survive the season, given that apparently from Italian media this morning, he's confirmed as a number one target for the Italian national team?
Yeah, he'll have options, that's for sure. I think a lot of it comes down to what happens against Manchester City on Monday morning, because they played really well against Manchester United in the first 45 at Old Trafford. They didn't have too many clear-cut chances. Alvaro Morata hit the bar, they were 1-0 up. They could have gone on and got something out of that game, and I think all of a sudden you look at Chelsea as, oh, okay, they probably should finish top four, or, you know, fear them at least to finish top four. But at the moment, one loss means that they look unlikely to finish top four. And the question would be, anyway, if they finish third or fourth after winning the title, amid all the unrest at that club this year, they've got a weaker squad, why would Roman Abramovich keep Antonio Conte based on what he's done with previous managers? That's kind of the, you know, it's so incredibly volatile at Stamford Bridge sometimes. And you can finish second and still be relieved of your duties. You know, Mourinho lost his job half a season after winning the title as well. Things can change so dramatically quickly at Chelsea. I don't expect him to stay beyond one more season at the most, but even that seems far-fetched because, you know, as has been pointed out by several of the guys on our show Premier League Today, is that, you know, he's coming into training and just not looking like he wants to be there. You know, last season he did, and he enjoyed, it's like he enjoyed going to training and working with those players, but he's lost so many good players over the course of the season. He hasn't been backed in the transfer market. I'm not totally sure how he can actually turn that around. So to me, it's a question of time anyway. But the Italian gig, that's arguably a bigger job than the Chelsea one anyway. I mean, rebuilding from where Italian football's at. But I don't think he'll struggle for a job anyway, put it that way.
Yeah, once he wipes away his tears and goes to the ATM and checks his balance, I think he'll know that everything's really, really good. Mate, you did mention that Chelsea up against Man City on Monday. Man City also got Arsenal tomorrow morning, so it's a big couple of days for Man City. But they won the League Cup. They're 13 points ahead in the league. At what point did Man City start fully concentrating on the Champions League and just letting the league run its course the way it's going at the moment?
Yeah, it's a really good point. I don't think it's quite yet because of the size of those two fixtures coming up. They've got obviously two games in 3 days is a big ask. They'll have to rotate their squad, which is fine because their squad is so incredibly deep. But I would think it's once, you know, these big couple of fixtures are out of the way, they're pretty much through already to the quarterfinals with one leg to play in the round of 16. So, you know, they've got a little bit of time yet. I wonder whether they were looking at the record books and whether Pep Guardiola was just trying to really rub it into his rivals. I mean, we know Pep, you know, there's a bit of ego in a lot of what he does, and he wants to win the league by not just 1 point. He'd love to win it by 20 or as many as possible. The record is 18. So, you know, with a game in hand, if they beat Arsenal, it'll be a 16-point gap. But ultimately, they will have to focus on the Champions League at some point. He was brought in to win the Champions League. City have won two Premier League titles. The Champions League is the Holy Grail, certainly. So I think you'll see it happen probably before the quarterfinal or around about then. And, yeah, very much looking forward to who they're playing against as well because, you know, getting to the pointy end, a lot of questions will be asked of all teams at that stage, and City very much look the real deal in Europe as well as in England.
Well, Richard, the race for the Champions League's really hotting up. A couple of English teams in there too, so that'll be really interesting what happens there. And it's going to be a really interesting weekend of EPL, and you guys are covering it beautifully. Thanks for joining us today. I look forward to speaking to you again very, very soon about all things EPL.
Cheers, Carlos. Have a good weekend.
Good on you, mate. That's Richard Bayliss, the host of the Optus Sport EPL coverage. Of course, Optus Sport delivers Premier League fans, live games, exclusive highlights and wall-to-wall shows featuring insights from expert commentators and analysts on the ground in the UK. And it's the only place you can watch every match of the English Premier League live at home in selected venues or on the go data-free.